And let's talk some more about the condolence payments the general mentioned. This week, news organizations, including NPR, reported that U.S. Marines distributed $38,000 to the families of people killed in Haditha. The payments came 1 month after the alleged massacre. That was a time when military officials were still attributing the deaths to an insurgent bomb. And while condolence payments are common, the military does not typically compensate people killed in insurgent attacks. NPR's Ari Shapiro explains why some people are suspicious of the payments in Haditha.
For decades, the U.S. military has calculated how much money a human life is worth at a particular time and place.
I can tell you that in Iraq, the cash value of a human life in 2006 is $2,500. The cash value for an injury is $1,000.
Retired Admiral John Hudson was the Judge Advocate General for the Navy and is now Dean of Franklin Pierce Law School.
You know, it's not unlike an insurance adjuster who comes out and looks at the damage in your car. And the payments are made for death, for injury, or for property damage.
The money serves as a condolence gesture when the U.S. military harms civilians in a conflict. Sarah Holinsky is the executive director of CIVIC, the Campaign for Innocent Victims in Conflict. She's a fan of the program.
It's something that is absolutely vital to the U.S. military's mission there, and that is to win the respect and the trust of the Iraqi people so that they can get their job done. And this condolence system is really important for that.
It's up to the individual commander to decide when to make a payout. Circumstances can vary widely. If someone's accidentally shot, for example, or if their car is run over by a tank, Holinsky says all of the scenarios have one thing in common.
The payouts are specifically for victims of U.S. operations.
That's what makes the condolence payments at Haditha so puzzling. Families received the money a month after the killings. When the cash was handed out, the official line was that the civilians were killed by an insurgent bomb.
Why would we be making a payment if these people were killed by a roadside bomb as initially reported?
Gary Solis is a Georgetown law professor. He served as a Marine in Vietnam and has written extensively about war crimes.
What it suggests is that someone somewhere along the line recognized the possibility that a payment might make the issue go away for these individuals. It's impossible to say with any authority. One can only guess, but you have the fact that they were made, and the supposition is not unreasonable that it was made for a purpose, and what purpose other than to perhaps make this go away?
Pentagon spokespeople referred questions about this to Baghdad, and the public affairs officer on duty in Baghdad didn't know whether there were any other instances in which victims of ostensible insurgent attacks had received condolence payments. The situation smells funny to Hudson.
Those facts and circumstances in this case start to look very suspicious. And, you know, is it blood money to compensate for pain and suffering, or is it hush money to cover up the misdeeds of the perpetrators?
There may be documents that can answer those questions, says Holinsky of CIVIC. She points out that claimants have to fill out paperwork before they receive condolence payments.
All documentation is needed, you know, where the incident happened, what time, who was involved. And then it is up to the commander and his military staff to process that claim.
In the Haditha case, those documents may provide one key to figuring out why Marines handed out $38,000 for victims of what they claimed was an insurgent attack. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.